Hello, everybody. This is Paul Worden, and I'd like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. I've been thoroughly enjoying this teaching, and I have been learning a lot, and I've been trying to apply this to my life, as well as learning things that were lacking in my life to make my dream and my vision a reality. There's things and promises that I didn't realize that we had access to, how we could trust God and believe in God and believe in His promises and claim all His promises and be able to go forth and to make this dream a reality. And my prayer is that y'all are also getting things out of this, that you are learning things, that you are realizing just the power and the help we do and have through the working of the Holy Spirit and through His help and through His promises. And last time we were together, we talked about words kept the children of Israelite or out of Israel. All they did was complain and murmur and talk bad about Moses and talk bad about Aaron and saying they should go back to the land of Egypt and that would God we had died in the wilderness. You know, all they did is complain. After everything that God did for them, they still grumbled and they still complained. The people murmured about all their circumstances. And when you murmur, it reveals a lack of trust that you have in God's goodness, because God is good to us. His love, His provision, and His leadership has been over your life. All we have to do is trust and quit murmuring and quit backbiting and complaining. But we face this challenge every day in our life also. You know, we have lack of money, lack of working conditions, lack of food or housing or whatever. But instead of complaining and murmuring, we need to go to God and trust God, because God knows, and He wants us to depend on Him and believe on Him. But murmuring and complaining, that will keep you from achieving and getting what you need and what you want from God. And today I'd like to talk about words that hinder your destiny. The Bible is specific about the words that hinder our destiny. Lying, oh boy, here we go. Lying is one of the deadliest sins of the tongue against which you must set a guard. Among the things that God especially hates is a lying tongue. In Proverbs 6:16-19, it says, there are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to Him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among his brothers. Because see, when you speak words of truth, you actually speak life. When you speak lies, you are speaking death. When you make promises to others or to God and fail to keep them, flat out, you are lying. If you realize you have failed to be honest, or if you have made a promise to someone and have not fulfilled it, acknowledge it, repent, and ask God to enable you to keep from lying by making promises you cannot fulfill. Before you make promises, be sure that you are able and willing to fulfill them. Pray about it. Think about it before you make that promises. And boy, we are all guilty of that. one way or another, in some form or fashion or another, we are all guilty of that. Does that make it right? No, it does not, because it's an abomination and detestable to God to do stuff like that. Murmuring is another barrier preventing us and believers from entering into the promises of God. Through murmuring and complaining, you speak death into your circumstances instead of life. And how well and how easy it is for us to murmur and to complain. But when you do that, you are speaking death into your circumstances. Gossip is another hindrance that will abort our destiny. And it is time we recognize gossip for what it is. Gossip is a sin. Those who gossip are yielding their tongue to Satan and bringing curses upon themselves. And that is easy to do too. I've fallen in that trap more times than I care to remember. It is easy to talk bad or to say and to talk down onto others. That's gossip. The other one is backbiting. It is also a method which Satan has erected a major stronghold. Backbiting is a form of gossip for the specific purpose of saying mean and spiteful things about another person. Backbiting is also referred to in the word as false accusation. How many times at work have we gotten around a bunch of people and that's all you hear? They're talking bad about another coworker, talking bad about the boss, or talking bad about a contractor. That's backbiting. That is wrong. Another one, slander. Slander is finding fault with others and spreading unjust innuendos and criticism. When a Christian slanders someone, it harms three people. The individual who is speaking, the individual spoken to, and the individual spoken about. Not only must you not speak evil about your brothers and sisters in the Lord, you are commanded not to speak evil of any man. And you can read that about speaking bad in James 4, verse 11. We need to each day pray about each of the following areas before we conclude our quiet time today. Are we using our tongue to lie? Are we using it to murmur? Are we turning it over to Satan to let him use it to gossip or to backbite or to slander? Remember, these types of words will hinder your destiny. They will hurt you. They will harm you. And it's not, it'll hurt your witness. It'll hurt your dream. It'll stop the vision that God has given to you just by these simple little things. Lie, murmur, gossip, backbiting, and slander. That is an everyday crutch. Everybody has that problem. You can't turn on the news without hearing about some of this stuff going on. But we need to guard our hearts, guard our minds, and most of all, guard our tongues, that God would use it for His glory and to build people up instead of tearing them down. And we need to concentrate on this. Every time we pray, ask God to help us to not to lie or to murmur, to gossip or to backbite or to slander, but to use our words to justify, to use our words to uplift and to help and to bless people instead of tearing them down. That's what we need to concentrate on. That's what we need to pray about and keep in our heart, because not only will it hurt our vision and hurt our dream, but it'll help hurt other things and personal things in your life. And it would be better if people will remember when you talk bad about someone or you gossip or you murmur. Young people will remember that. And that's not how God wants us to be remembered. You remember when Christ went through the things that he went through when they arrested him. Not one evil word, not one backbiting, they didn't murmur, didn't complain. He didn't slander anybody. He didn't talk bad about anybody. He kept his mouth shut and he had God help him and guide him and directed him. And he yielded his mouth to the Lord or to God, and God blessed him for it. And God will do the same for us if we just yield our tongue and our minds to him. and quit doing all this other stuff. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what a privilege and an honor it is to come before your throne in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will help us to know when we are lying and murmuring and backbiting and all these other things that are abomination unto you. Father, put it in our minds and quicken our hearts that we will realize we are doing it and to stop it. And then ask your Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us and to strengthen us from doing this. Father, a lot of us do this out of habit. A lot of us do this out without really realizing that we are doing it. Father, I pray that you will burn into our minds when we do these things, that your Holy Spirit will convict us, that we will stop it, and that we will turn it over to you and ask your Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us and to use our tongues to edify and to build people up instead of tearing them down. Father, help us to speak lives among in our lives and in other people's lives. Touch us, I pray, and help us, I ask you, in Jesus' name. Father, touch each and every one that is listening to this, and that you will bless them and help them to know they need to turn this over to you and ask you for help, because, Father, your word and your promises say that you will be there to help us and to strengthen us. And, Father, I thank you for that. And, Father, I will never, ever fail to honor you and to glorify you for your help and for your leading and for your promises. Touch each one of us, I ask you, in the wonderful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
We hope you enjoy studying Divine Destiny with us. Join us next week as Paul continues his teaching on Divine Destiny. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you enjoy Paul's teaching today. You can email Paul directly at paul@myltbc.org. Again, that's paul@myltbc.org. You can also download Paul's Divine Destiny audios free by going to www.myltbc.org and click on Audio, Listen, or Download. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.